Coming up, it's lightning, fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Krista Berzik from Golden, Colorado.
Oh, terrific. Golden?
Yep.
Lovely place?
Beautiful.
They make beer there.
They do.
Right, they do.
Very good beer, but I'm expecting my first child, so for the last 9 months, I haven't been able to.
It's nine months, so you're like expecting when you say expecting.
I could go at any time.
Really?
Got to make it quick.
All right, well, let's be quick then. Let's be quick.
Well, or we could go slightly slower and let your baby answer the last question.
That could be fun, too.
Krista, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Now, Carl Castle will read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Here's your first limerick.
Okay.
Kobayashi is the source of much awe. It's too bad that his muscles are raw. From most hot dogs eaten, he's rarely been beaten. But he's finally injured his
jaw.
Right. So many Hall of Fame-level athletic careers have ended due to sudden injury, and it may have happened to Takeru Kobayashi, the six-time champion of the annual July 4th hot dog eating competition at Nathan's Famous on Coney Island. Apparently, sucking down hot dogs at the rate of one every 14 seconds can take a toll, and jaw pain now limits how far Kobayashi can open his mouth. Some whisper about steroids, you know, there are rumors. Kobayashi, of course, was once seen to drink 5 gallons of anabolic steroids without breathing, but he says he thought it was Gatorade. All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
So it hurts when you pee. The pain's bad? Well, of course, I agree. I've just been on a trip, and I've got a golf tip. You'll be fine. Let's just talk about
pee. Has to rhyme with pee. I pee all the time. You'd think I would know that. Me?
Yes. Me. Very good. I almost said, yes, you. No, the answer is me. People sometimes complain that in this world of HMOs, managed care, doctors can be cold and impersonal. Be thankful that it is so. According to a study published by the Archives of Internal Medicine, those doctors who do speak to their patients spend approximately a third of their time talking about themselves. And this distracts them from paying attention to the patient. All right, here's your last limerick.
Okay.
Our rodent pests do have their merits. They're carnivorous, don't dangle carrots. We're taking a chance when they crawl through our pants, so we're still having some fun with our
Ferrets. No.
Yes. The Manitoba, Canada, Ferret Association met in Winnipeg for its annual spring frolic. And to celebrate the joys of ferret ownership, the members put ferrets down their pants.
No.
In a competitive sport known as ferret legging. You have to see how long you can stand it for, explained ferret spokeswoman Kelly Yeager, according to Ms. Yeager.
And how long the ferrets.
Exactly. Well, ferrets enjoy small, cozy spaces, so putting ferrets down the pants, it's an activity that ferrets and their owners can enjoy. 30 people and 4 ferrets took part in the festivities. As far as we know, though, nobody broke the record held by the world-famous king of the ferret leggers, Englishman Reg Mallor, who once kept a pair of ferrets in his pants for 5 hours and 26 minutes.
Oh. Wow, that's impressive. I'm lucky to make it through to lightning fill-in-the-blank.
How are they doing down there, Adam?
They're fine for now, but yeah. That's...
I wonder what kind
Pretty
of...
Pretty soon, we better get to the end of this show. That's all I'm saying.
Carl, how did Krista do?
Fine, Peter. Krista, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Oh, woohoo! Thank
woohoo!
You.